Fergal Darcy.
Monday to Thursday from 7 p.m.
on Today FM.
I don't want to alarm you all. It's not my job to alarm you all, but I will tell you this much. People out there are having notions. Yeah, it's happening. It's been happening for quite a while now. People have intercoms on their gates outside their houses. This is what the Celtic Tiger has done to Ireland. People are no longer eating potatoes or burger bites. They have sacrificed them for gourmet crisps. And if you are in that boat at the moment, or somebody belonging to you is in that boat, and notions have taken over their life, I mean, they go to the local supermarket and they end up in the notions aisle where they're looking at things going, ah, balsamic vinegar mixed with honey. Surely this could be nice on my salad. Well, then you need to get in contact with Fergal Darcy's Notions Clinic tonight at 53102.
Do your chips come in a small shopping trolley and steak on a breadboard as opposed to a conventional plate?
Notions.
Oh, look at it. It's so cute. Look at it with its own little shopping trolley.
Oh, just watch it.
Did you dump your 3-litre petrol BMW?
Jesus, will you slow down?
Sure, we fly in it.
For an electric car to save the environment.
Sure, it's lovely, isn't it? There's no fumes or anything.
Yeah.
Notions, they're everywhere.
Have you thrown out your usual coffee for Nespresso?
Oh, it tastes so much better than that granulated crap.
You're off your bean.
Notions.
Then you need to go to the Fergal Darcy Notions Clinic. We'll whip you right back into shape.
It's very simple, right? Chicken nuggets. Nuggets. Okay, now let's try it again.
Chicken goujons.
Nuggets! Nuggets! For f***'s sake.
It might take time, but we will get you back to normality. Contact the Notions hotline today at 53102.
You know what to do.
Here's the weekend. Can't feel my face. It's from all these notions flying around the country. Oh, Lordy. And I know she'll be the death of me. At
least. That's Tiny Tempest's latest, Girls Like, here on 100 to 102 Today FM. Tiny's still on the line. Tiny, we're going to do a little quiz here. In Ireland, we have a thing called Shannos singing. It's where they kind of sing, ah, yeah. So if they were doing Wannabe by the Spice Girls, it would be, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friend. So what we've done is, Ed here is a banging Shannos singer. And we've taken some of your hits or songs you've been involved with, and you've got to see, can you identify the song? So are you ready to play?
Right. Yes, Fergal. Let's do it.
Let's do it, Tiny. Let's do it. Okay, so first up, this is clip number one. Can you guess which Tiny Tempest hit this was by listening to the lyrics?
I used to listen to you. Don't want to bring Ern's house. I got so many clothes. I keep some in my aunt's house.
Which
I
Shannos?
Got it. I panicked for a second.
You panicked, but you think you have it.
Pass out.
Yes!
I used to listen to you, don't want to bring arms out. I've got so many clothes, I keep some in my aunt's house.
1 point to you, my man. You've done very well so far. Okay, are you ready to play round two?
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Round two, can you identify which hit this is?
Oh, yeah, I went from the kid in class texting radio DJs so they could pick me up to the young rapper. Everyone's ringing.
Wonder Man, Wonder Man.
You're going to go Wonder Man and Nays?
Yes.
Can I wear from the kid in class?
You are nailing it! God, you're going to fit right in Bundoran. You're going to love it, all right? Last but not least, this is the final one for 3 out of 3. You are impressing me big time here. When we were doing these in the office, nobody could get these. I was the only one to get these.
Yeah, I like the singing style, man. I like it.
Well, maybe we could get a collaboration going when you get over to Bundoran.
Exactly. You never know.
I'll get on to my Ed now straight away. Last but not least, Tiny, before I let you go, have a go at this one. See will you get it.
About to set this place on fire without a match or lighter. I don't do girlfriends or one-nighters, make them mad.
Right, what are you thinking?
I've got it.
Go on.
Quite.
Yes!
We about to set this place on fire without a match or lighter. I don't do girlfriends.
Speaking of which, it's such a banging tune, I'm going to play it right now. Tiny Tempest, it has been a pleasure having you on the line. Keep it real, my friend, and we'll see you in Bundoran on the 24th of June.
Thank you, Fergal. See you then, bro. Come in.
Darcy on Today FM.
I seem to be noticing that my man Ed, producer of the show, seems to be off doing a lot of film reviews for the guys in The Last Words. Kind of got me a bit upset. So last night, after I went to see James Bond's latest epic, I said I would do a film review. It's my first film review. So if you could all just kind of crank up your radios and listen in, I'd be very grateful. My first film review. This weekend, I went to see James Bond Spectre. He is a secret agent who likes to tell people his name.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
A lot of the time.
Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
James also likes girls.
Do you know how angry I am at myself?
I can't imagine. You must be furious.
All of the girls.
You want to go to a party?
Sometimes James likes to corner these girls and tell them that he is the world's biggest secret agent.
I like you better without your Beretta.
And that they have to do what they are told, or else he will get cross.
Sorry.
James also uses protection. James is very smart.
Also, PPKS 9mm short. It's been coded to your palm print, so only you can fire it. Less of a random killing machine, more of a personal statement.
He has a Walter PPK handgun.
The training will tell you that when the adrenaline kicks in, you should compensate.
James has a license to kill. James Bond is very good at his job, and when he does his missions, nobody ever knows that he was there.
I do hope that wasn't from me.
James never leaves a trail of destruction behind him, because then it would not be a secret. James enjoys to have a drink.
Dry martini.
Oui, monsieur.
I think James is a hipster.
Wait. Three measures of Gordon's, one of vodka, half a measure of quinoa lily, shake it over ice, and then add a thin slice of lemon peel.
James is very professional and always does what he is told.
There's not one person at MI6 who isn't talking about it.
Talking about what, exactly?
That what you did in Mexico was one step too far. That you're finished.
What do you think?
I think you're just getting started.
James likes cars, but he is very unfortunate. I feel sorry for James. Insurance must be a nightmare. James Bond, he is my hero and a role model for any young man who wishes to keep secrets, be professional, and treat ladies with the respect.
Well, then you're an idiot.
I'm sorry?
I said you're a bloody idiot.
When I grow up, I think I would like to be James. The end. The studio last night, a lot of people were talking all over the country about Fine Gael TD, Mr. Michael Ring, who emerged semi-victorious, I would say, last night from the debates that were taking place when the government won a motion of confidence in itself. For anyone that didn't hear the audio, it sounded like this.
The cheeky you to even open your mouth. You were part of a government. And
see, it told a story. It was an outburst. I mean, everyone has a moment in their life when they have an outburst where they just let the words pop out of their mouth and they make history with it. And in many ways, I think Michael was telling a story. In many ways. It was probably the greatest story of all time. Came from Australia and it's still an ongoing story.
The cheeky you to even open your mouth. You were part of a government, and all you could ever do was every scandal that was there, you asked for another report. You stood over Bertie Ahern. You stood over Patrick Flynn. You stood over every scandal that could be here in this house.
And good old Michael Ring. I'll tell you, no, it was a great day for politics yesterday. I'm not really one that gets into it. In fairness, we can, if anyone who listens to this show, and you've been listening for a while now, you know that we're kind of principal guys that believe in the art of extracting the urine more than anything else. And in doing that, I was kind of thinking to myself, in this strange head of mine, what would happen if Michael Ring, you know, after this, you know, what if he was to release a covers album and, you know, on account of the stance he took, he was to call it something evocative?
If you buy one album this year, it's got to be Kiss My Ring.
You!
All your favorite tunes.
You! What every scandal that was there? You shut over, Bertie Ahern.
In one. one jam-packed collection.
You!
Sorry, to
you, the cheeky you to even open your mouth.
From everybody's favorite politicians.
You stood over Bertie Ahern. You stood over Patrick Flynn.
Kiss my ring.
You stood over every scandal that could be here in this house.
And you pretended you knew nothing.
Coming to a store near you.
I mean, I'd buy it. I know about you. This latest from Stereophonics is called I Want to Get Lost With You. Michael Ring. Don't be shy. Get in contact. 53102. Have you had one of those outbursts?
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
Welcome.
Hi.
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Fergal Darcy.
And I...
This ain't gonna be easy.
With this guy.
What's that, Skip? Fergal Darcy's falling down a mine.
I... Two.
Dublin's first city.
And we met over...
One!
Or...
Two!
Then planned out that... Now we're on... So we just wanted to... For... Into...
Today FM.
From...
7
to...
9!
Every day.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
we will continue to... Yeah. And make you with a little bit of and occasionally a sprinkle of.
Oh yeah.
Now, let's the show.
This is Fergal Darcy.
Ferganed's sound advice. Tell you once, I'll won't tell you twice. Yeah. Anyway, this is how it works. You send your problems into us at fergal@todayfm.com or live at todayfm.com, whichever you prefer. So you don't have to get into too much depth, but when you send in the problem, Ed and I have to solve your problem by using sound effects or pieces of music from albums around the world.
It'll become quite apparent.
Anyway, here's how it works. Just send those into us whenever you want, and we'll make up the advice that we have to give to you. But here's the rub. Because we know that, you know, you want us to challenge you a little bit, what we've done is we've made it in such a way that you have to use your brain in order to decipher what the advice is. So it's like a problem to solve a problem. Hey! Anyway, we've got this letter in from Linda. She says, hey guys, started a new job last month, made great friends with a girl called Maria, but since January she's been really bitchy and excluding me because I've become close and fancy one of the guys in work called Michael. And people have said that I shouldn't mind her because she's jealous. I wasn't going to go to a work party with Saplin next week, but I'm heading now, and I want to get with Michael, who has told me that he fancies me and not her. I just don't want to rock the boat. What'll I do, Linda? Well, Linda, Ed and I sat down and we banged our heads today earlier on, and here's the part where everyone gets to concentrate and figure out if you can figure out this advice. This is what we have to tell you. Dear Linda,
how do you solve a problem like Maria?
Maria is a... And you're... We can... You...
One way or another...
Need to...
Express yourself...
Tell her... And she's a... But it could be if you
smack my bitch up.
As it's a
now get this working on my sheet
party. So
take it easy
on this. Tell her to
drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Cause you think and because she's a and you've got to
fight for your right.
in order to...
Michael.
But remember, every... She can't...
Take my mind off you.
We all know...
The party don't start...
Till you walk in. You'll definitely... After you... Michael. So say...
Baby, bye, bye, bye.
To Maria. And any other problems. Just remember... Up to her, cause she'll... herself and end up
over you.
On a note, tell her and this bullying is a load of yours sincerely, Ferg and Ed.
I think she'd have got all that, Ed.
Very good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, there you go. That's sound advice for this week. If you need sound advice, and Anthony, send it on to us now at fergal@todayfm.com. In the meantime, sit back, kick back, relax, stick those feet up on the table and sup on that tea because it's ocean colour scene time.
Never saw it as the start.
Cancel your plans. Apparently the apocalypse is on its way. Yes, happened. According to an e-Bible fellowship, an online group with its headquarters in the United States of America, the 7th of October is the day that God has spoken of in which the world will pass away.
That's it.
Yeah.
You want to get a wriggle on.
It's been dead to me long ago, Ed. Oh, it's no. Been dead oh, to me long go. Ago. Here, you're going to get that old poor son of a farmer's son there with the handout. Yeah, but Ed and I were thinking about this earlier on and what would actually happen if the world was to end. And the many different ways the world could end. I mean, if it was a zombie apocalypse right now and the only weapon you could use is whatever is to your left-hand side.
Oh, dear God.
What would you be using?
Our running order and a set of headphones.
I would be fighting away those zombies with Matt Cooper's almonds. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be pegging Matt Cooper's almonds.
Matt leave his nuts here,
smoked
he?
Almonds, yeah. Some set of nuts. I'll tell you something, right? Here we go, right? I was thinking about it, though. You and I, what would really kill us would be for the Wi-Fi to die. I mean, we've had this conversation.
Oh, can't even think.
I mean, the Wi-Fi, you know, let's face it, sometimes she can be a bit of a B1 TCH. And I'm just saying it, I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there, Ed.
I'm not a four-year-old child.
I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there. Do you know?
Go on, let's have it.
All right. If it was to happen that the Wi-Fi was to go down, God forbid.
The thought of it.
What would happen?
My God, this lunch is like tastes amazing. I really better post it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, so people like barely know can see it.
If one day...
Yeah, let's periscope everything so that everyone I don't know can watch it on the interwebs. Yeah!
The Wi-Fi.
Here, Ferg, turn that up there.
All right, okay, okay.
Went down.
People of the world, due to an interquasar anomaly, all satellites above Earth have been destroyed. As of 1900 hours, the world's Wi-Fi is down.
O-M-G.
Can Ferg and Ed survive? Hey, little fella, if I attach this message to your leg, can you fly over to Ferg and deliver it? Please, please.
Dude, that's a chicken.
This winter.
Oh, Ed, let's take a selfie. Are you going to have much longer draw on this? Because we actually have a show to present.
Oh, man, yes, you're gonna have to keep your head steady. I can't draw with your head moving on all the time.
What about the show?
It's going to be another hour at least.
Wi-Fi down.
Hi, I don't know you very well or even actually like you, but I just sat down to a wonderful meal and I wanted you to see it, so I just brought it here. That's okay. If you just have a quick look. Can you put your thumb up? Just put your thumb up. Put your thumb up, please.
Not coming to a phone near you.
Well, let's just face it. That could really happen genuinely, and we want to know how you think the world might end today. Speaking of which, here's Disclosure and Omen. Couldn't have picked that song better.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, see what I did there? Yummy.
I'm feeling something different.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
What a lovely day to be out for a drive, huh, Katie? Isn't it lovely? The roof down the whole lot, huh?
Oh, it's perfect. But listen, we should put on the radio. There's this amazing new DJ that's just after starting on Today FM that I have to show you.
Go on, tune in there, tune in.
I came in like...
Long Wave Radio, Atlantic 252.
This is Matt Cooper.
Hello and welcome. Matt here with you until 9 and we're open for business. To get in contact today, it's 53102 or live at Today FM. 7:30, our quiz is on the way. The Amazing Apples are in studio and we're kicking off with this. Found this earlier today while rummaging through my old cassettes. You're gonna
No, this is all wrong. Even
what's
the
wrong?
Music, the music is even better. Oh, God.
What's wrong, Fergal?
No!
But what's wrong?
Oh, God, God, God. Lads, that dream was worse than that. That was the even worse nightmare. You wouldn't even believe what happened. It was just horrible. Like, and I mean, I'm telling you, all these mind-altering, explorative cheeses I'm eating at night time are just wrecking
me. You're actually on air now. Go on.
Oh, God, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Go on. You're
sorry.
On air.
The award again. That's our award.
Sorry. You know, you just keep leaving. It's just so nice and pretty, and you know, okay. I'll see you guys later, okay?
Yeah,
and Dermot, Dave, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Ferg.
Guys rock.
All the best.
Jeez, he's always over here fondling that award, isn't he?
Yeah, but didn't he get let go from his last job for fondling his award?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
On air as well.
This is Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
You know, I'm not even going to confirm or deny those allegations. How are you? 53102 to get in contact. You can tweet at Ferg Darcy. Willkommen, bienvenue. Come on in, Cade Me the Full Chat. Probably dip your feet in the foot and mouth as well before we do anything else. Amazing Apples coming in the studio later on. But I'm kicking with this.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Help.